Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He has made me glad. Welcome everyone to the house of the Lord this afternoon. Those watching by live stream, we greet you in the name of the Lord. So thankful to see everyone out this afternoon. What a beautiful day it is outside. Praise the Lord. We're just glad to be in His house once again. I want to make some announcements today. And want to start out with saying that Sister Vicki had brought in some bookmarks from her job. And so they're out on the welcome desk, and you can grab you some that are out there. So be sure and do that. It's a Lord's Prayer bookmark. It's very nice of her to get these together and bring them in for us. So we can always use some bookmarks. So we thank her for doing that. And be sure and get yours. And I want to also make mention that we're Sister Kathy Hillworks. They got together, her team, and made a donation on behalf of Sister Mary to the church. And we are thankful for Sister Kathy's teammates that she works with. They donated $200 on behalf of Sister Mary. So let's give them a hand clap of praise. May the Lord richly bless each and every one for that generous donation that they did on behalf of Sister Mary's memory. So we thank the Lord for that. Sister Kessie wants to meet with all the ladies directly after service, quickly there at the fellowship hall. So that is today, directly after service. So the quicker you get in there and listen to her, the quicker you'll be out and done. So remember that. And coming up on Wednesday is the 1st of May, and also the first Wednesday night of the month. So that'll be our corporate prayer meeting on this coming Wednesday. So we're looking forward to that. Come out and be with part of our corporate prayer this week, this Wednesday. And do not forget, if you want something specific prayed about, that we do post it on the screen there. We pray together with it. These prayer requests are on the welcome desk. Just jot it out and drop it in the black box there, and they will be received after service today for Wednesday. That is coming up. And with corporate prayer being Wednesday, Thursday is National Day of Prayer. And you have a handout in your bulletin that Thursday, May the 2nd, is the National Day of Prayer. It's the day that has been going for some time. I forget. I think it was the 1950s or 60s or something. I can't remember when they started this, but it's trying to get all of America together in unison on this, the first Thursday of May, to be in prayer for this nation and its leaders. And we all know that our nation and our leaders needs prayer. And we just had come from men's service here up at Brother Joseph Hale's church, and one of the messages was, when you pray and you have praise, you can expect and will get results with your prayer and praise. And so prayer is very much important. It does work. It still works. We will see change in this land should we get on our knees and spend more time in prayer and seeking the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. And I know on Thursday, if we all in unison across this great land will spend time in prayer for our nation and its leaders, change will happen. I realize we are on the course of Jesus Christ, and His plan will go forth. There's no doubt about it. But if you want to see some change in this land, spend some time in prayer Thursday, and we will see change. We will see change for sure. I believe it. I know it. Hallelujah. I believe that very much so. All right. So our corporate prayer Wednesday, National Day of Prayer Thursday. And then on Saturday, us men just got done with a conference there, like I said. And Pastor and I want to thank all the men who came. We had a great showing of our men here at Christ Family Church. So we thank you for that. So very much appreciate it. We realize how much things that we have going on, and like brother. brother said there yesterday that usually we, especially those who go to church, you have one day a week to get every task that you need done before going back to work. So we greatly appreciate everyone showing up. But now this Saturday, the ladies, there's a conference at FAC for the ladies. And so that begins at 4 o'clock at FAC. And our own Sister Kathy Mabry is supposed to be there at one of the segments. And so every woman is invited to go and attend this beginning at 4 o'clock. Support Sister Kathy and also just have a great time in the Lord. I don't know what all their plans are, but I do know that you will have a great time in the Lord getting together and just spending time and worship and receiving what the Lord has for y'all. So everyone is welcome. Every lady is welcome to go there. Praise the Lord. So many things coming up. Looks like the fall, well, I'll go ahead and say that on the next Sunday, a week from today, is May the 5th. Now, I told everyone we started this nursing home visitation on the second Sunday of the month at 2 o'clock, but the second Sunday of May is Mother's Day. And so not to do it on Mother's Day, we will do it next week. So next Sunday, May the 5th at 2 o'clock, we'll go up to the nursing home there, Stone Ridge Healthcare, right up top of the hill. The red light, turn left, and it's right there on the right. At 2 o'clock, we will have our visitation then for the month of May, and then we'll go back to the second Sunday of the month. Like I said, Mother's Day is coming up just 2 weeks from today. On May the 11th, the ladies are having the mother and daughter get-together, a lunch and fun day or something, whatever they're going to do. Is that not right? Oh, it says 2 to 4 on the calendar. Is it 2 to 4 now? 2 to 4. So the slide will be corrected, but it's 2 to 4 on May the 11th. And is there still a sign-up sheet on the board, or you already got everybody that's coming, or you still need everybody that's signed up that's coming? Or? Okay, next Sunday is a deadline that she needs to count for the caterer, so y'all going to have some catering in. So crystals will be good for y'all that day. Yeah. If you don't let her know, you'll get a chili pup instead of a crystal. Praise Lord. All right, there's some things coming up. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I believe that's all the announcements. We'll get to our devotion today. God is good.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen, amen. In Psalm 98, we're going to read the first four verses. Psalm 98. Begins reading like this: "Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gained him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness he has revealed in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his mercy and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song, rejoice and sing praises. To him alone belongs the victory."
Yes.
No one else has victory but Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He alone has the victory. And if we are thankful for our victory today, we will praise him and sing aloud in song and praise him for the victory that we have in him. We don't have victory any other kind of way. It all belongs to him. And I'm going to thank him and praise him today for the victory that he has attained. Hallelujah. It all praise and all glory belongs to him. Hallelujah. Let all the earth rejoice. Hallelujah. Let every mouth give praise and glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. We hear the birds all the time outside singing, and I think many times, what are they saying? If I could just understand bird talk or what it is they're saying, I'd love to know. But then, one day it kind of come to me, what if they're just singing the praises of God? They're just giving Him praise and giving Him glory continuously. And so the creation gives praise to the Lord Almighty, and I'm going to give my praise. I'm not going to hold back today. I'm going to give Him praise. I'm going to give Him glory.
Come on, like I said,
to Him belongs the victory. No one else.
You will not have victory
in anything or anybody else but Jesus Christ. As the praise team comes, let's just worship the Lord wholeheartedly today. Hallelujah. Praise is holy.
I worship you.
You are here. You're mending every heart. I never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop.
Worship you,
Lord. I worship you,
Lord. I worship you.
You are here, you're mending every heart. I worship you,
I worship you.
Oh, I worship you,
worship you.
You are. You're working, even when I don't feel that you're working. You
Thank you.
change. But they don't know you like
that's
we
right.
do.
That's right. Come on.
There is power in your name. So much power in your name. Move the unmovable. Break the unbreakable. God, we
your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord will do what He has promised He'd do.
That's right.
If you truly believe that His word is true, then you've got to declare it. You've got to declare the name of Jesus. Because like I said, like the scripture said earlier we read, to him belongs the victory. He has gained the victory. Hallelujah. And those chains are broken and busted in our lives. What seems impossible to us is made possible through Jesus Christ, because there's power in his name. And it's time we stand up and declare the name of Jesus over the chains in our life, over the impossibilities that appears to us in our life. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. If you've got a chain that looks like a chain with a padlock on it that you cannot bust loose today, whatever it is, whether it's a lost child who doesn't want to accept Jesus, whether it's any kind of situation in your lifestyle, if you will just shout out the name of Jesus right now, hallelujah, declare be the immovable moved right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory! There's power in the name of Jesus. Woo, hallelujah. Every chain is loose right now. Every chain is broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo, I declare for every family in this house today, those watching on live stream, whatever chains you feel like is binding you right now, I speak Jesus Christ over you right now. There's power in that name. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Praise his holy name. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. He will do it. Hallelujah. We believe for it. Hallelujah. We declare it today. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord wants to move in each and every one of our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He truly wants to show you more of his greatness. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's time, I don't know why I'm saying this this morning, but I hope it's all right. But it just feels like the devil just keeps pushing and pushing and pushing. And every time you try to take a step away, there he is. And you feel like you're just pushing back constantly all the time. But I come to tell each and every one this afternoon that all you got to do is not take the devil's antics anymore and speak the name of Jesus and command him to flee in the name of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. Well, God is good. Hallelujah.
All the time.
And all the time.
God is good.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. I just love the presence of the Lord that I feel. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. We want to ask the blessing over the tithes and offering for this week. And have the ushers wait upon you. If you want to go out to the welcome desk, you can give out there, or those watching online, you can go to ChristFamilyChurchNashville.org and follow the prompts there, and you can give online if you desire as well. But let's just pray the blessing over the offering. Heavenly Father, we give you praise and glory, the mighty name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Hallelujah. And as we receive the tithes and offering for this week, we ask, Father, that it all go, whatever comes in, it goes out to the furthest of your kingdom. We thank you for this place of worship that you have provided. Hallelujah. And we just give you praise and glory for all things. We ask to bless the gift and the giver, and bless those who do not have to give as well, Father, for everything belongs to you, and you help those who are in need. So we give you praise and glory for everything. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone say, amen. God bless you today as you give. Hallelujah. Praise.
Well, I've got one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand. I've had a lot of troubles and trials in my little lifespan, and while standing alone, burning his heart, I always do the best I can. I've crossed a lot of hot deserts, crossed a lot of hard streams, but when I see old cold, cold and dark, that'll be the last for me. That'll be the last for me. One more mountain to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more battle that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Been a lot of people talk about me since I walked this narrow way, but Lord, it's just another battle. I go through it when I pray. Well, I've seen a lot of high mountains, crossed a number of seas, but when I see old Jordan cold and dark, that'll be the last for me. That'll be the last for me. 'Cause I've got one more river to cross, one more mound to climb, one more battle that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, and then all I understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand.
You've given us a word today, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This is for the benefit of everybody online, brother. I know you.
Yeah, my God's an awesome God. Let me just give you a little something that Kathy and I was going through a couple days ago. You know, my father, y'all know Curtis, I don't know, he's a man of God. And a man of God for a lot of years. Pastors up in Springfield, and was up there for a few years. God led me back home here. But overdid it a couple weeks back when the temperature was about 87 degrees. Dad's fixing to turn 80 years old. Of course, he's in excellent shape, 175 pounds. He's wide open, preaches wide open. Don't slow down for nothing. And decided to do some grass mowing and weed eating around my sister's home where her husband was in the house, with just had back surgery. My dad could have got anybody to come do that grass. Could have paid anybody to do it. Had to do it. Threw his heart in AFib. After 3 hours in that heat, weeded it and everything, and the heart got out of rhythm. We'd done that about 10 years ago, and they fixed it and thought, but he just pushed it too much. Something was going on in his stomach, extreme pain. They couldn't get his heart rate down because it's out of rhythm. Got him to the hospital. They sent him back home, went back again. Pain was way excruciating. They found a hole in his lower intestine. They didn't find it until after they stuck him with a tube to relieve some pressure in his stomach. And then everything went south. We were there when that took place, that minor surgery. Something wasn't right. The nurse that was in there at the time, something's not pumping, something's not right. I'm not your nurse, but something's right. I've got to get somebody. Doctor rushed in. We had done left. I was just a few minutes away. They called us back. Emergency surgery. They don't think he'll live. They said he's in AFib. The heart's out of rhythm. they have found a blood clot near his heart. But if we don't do surgery now, he's dead, although he may have 10% to live, but we got to do it now. So, sisters, my stepmother, falling apart. But there was something down inside of me. And that sister of mine, Kathy, it ain't going to happen on our watch, because this God that we serve, he's real. So I didn't doubt one second that he was going to make it through that surgery. I don't care about the AFib. They had him on blood thinners because of the AFib. And you can't do surgery with blood. That was their biggest concern. He was either going to bleed out or he's an AFib, that heart's irregular. He wouldn't. Too many odds against him, but God! We had people coming in while he was under. Man, I had a nephew come in from Paducah, probably driving 120 miles an hour from Paducah. But the whole waiting room was family and grandkids. And I'm just trying to minister to everybody. Listen, I don't care about the AFib. Dad's in excellent shape for one thing. He's lived a righteous life before God. And God's already answered his prayer. So just trust God. And all I can tell you is 2.5 hours, 3 hours later, the doctor come in there where he's overwhelmed. He's never seen that many people in a waiting room for one person. But God, he saved his life. God worked is what I'm trying to say today. So, and God is still working. He's not out of the woods yet. He's because of the blood thinners, the blood he got all in his body cavity, some toxicity. They got that all good, but the kidneys are not functioning. He's never had a kidney problem. So they got him down to Centennial now. He's going to try to get those kidneys functioning. So remember Curtis Esther. Remember my family. But God's an awesome God. That mountain was moved. They had told Hazel, my stepmother, said, listen, he's either dead if we don't do it, but don't expect him to make it through this surgery, but we're going to go ahead and do it. So, woo! You know what I'm saying? Yeah! Hallelujah! Glory to God! There's times when you're down in the trenches and you're at war. And what are you warring against? The doubt, the fear, the circumstances. God don't care about circumstances. They were looking through the eyes of almost an 80-year-old man and what he was facing. But that wasn't just any 80-year-old man in there. Hallelujah. That was a Holy Ghost-filled man of God that ain't going to die lay on his back. He might die a lot of ways. I figure falling off a two-story roof cleaning gutters or something. But he ain't going to go down like that. So I just want to give God the glory. I want to thank you for your prayers. I know there's prayers going. You know, Dad helped build a church in the Philippines. I heard they had they gathered in that church over there and prayed all night long, the men in that church. So I know God's working. That song, The Waymaker, today, Sister Cassie Junebug singing that at her Uncle Joe's church today. My brother's got a little church about 3 or 4 houses up from me. But that's where my granddaughter's at, singing Waymaker. So that's confirmation. God is a Waymaker. So I got a little excited today. Can't help much. Love you. God bless you. Woo. We're on the winning team.
I got you this time.
Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. God is good. All the time. Amen, amen. We're going to have Sister Margie and Brother Kyle come at this time and sing for us. She might have some company with her, too. Is that right? Huh? Ain't going to have no company? You going to let her come up by herself? Praise the Lord. Let's worship the Lord as they sing today. Hallelujah.
You got that one.
I have good news to bring, and that is why I sing all my joys with you. I'll share. I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. Oh, I can scarcely wait. I know I'll not be late, for I'll spend my time in prayer. And when my ship comes in, I will leave this world of sin and go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye. If you're ashamed of me, you have no cause to be, for with Christ I am an heir. If too much fault you find, you'll surely be left behind while I go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip in the good old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. Oh, I'm gonna shout and sing until the heavens ring while I'm bidding this world goodbye.
Good old gospel ship. That's one ship you definitely want to be aboard on. Hallelujah. And there ain't but one going at the appointed time of Jesus. So you better make yourself ready and not worry about what you got to pack and take along. They probably won't make it through customs anyway. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to leave it all behind. I'll get on that good old gospel ship. Hallelujah. It's going to be worth it all one day. Hallelujah. It's going to be worth it all. So hold on. Hang in there. Hallelujah. As the saying goes, when the going get tough, the tough get going, right? Hallelujah. Those who are called by Jesus, hallelujah. He is the way for us. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Well, we're going to dismiss for Children's Church and greet one another in the Lord today. How many is ready for the Word of God? Hallelujah. I happen to know that Pastor is anointed today. The Lord has given him the word for the hour. Hallelujah. And we are looking forward to it. Hallelujah. Well, it feels so good just being here again. It feels so good feeling what I feel again. Oh, there's nothing I love better than God's people coming together. So good just being here again. It feels so good just being here again. It feels so good feeling what I feel again. Oh, there's nothing I love better than God's people coming together. It feels so good just being again. It feels so good just being here again. It feels so good feeling what I feel again. Oh, there's nothing I love better than God's people.
His name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand clap while you make your way back to your seats. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good and all the time. Praise His name, praise His name. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today on this beautiful day God has given us to worship Him. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thankful today that by God's mercy and grace, I'm able to stand here. I'm still dealing with the same issue I've been dealing with about 3 weeks or so. But God's got it. He's still a healer. And we trust Him. Ronnie's already mentioned briefly once the men's conference at Joseph's Church, the first one he's had. Turned out great, and I foreseen something, and I told him afterwards, I said, you've got to keep this going every year, because I see this turning into something powerful. I could actually see him having to move it out of his church and written a conference space in one of the hotels in Springfield have it. I can see that if he keeps up. It was a tremendous turnout. There were men there from three or four different states, and the message that went forth was very powerful. And I am so happy and proud. We had I'd say at least 90% of our men showed up. There for that, and so I have to tell the ladies here, says now, I got to tell you, the men has won a time to be let off of and took easy on for a while.
Amen. Because I looked around, I knew all the pastors was there, and most of them had about three or four representing them there with their church, and we had about 10, 11. So we had the greatest representation of any of them that was there. And so because of that, men don't have to worry about getting preached on the next few weeks. I just preach on the women. Glory to God. But and I feel like I need to say something to encourage you, my brother. There, I've been keeping up close what's going on with brother Hester, and we've been praying around the clock. And I wouldn't seen him before everything went south. I thought he would, you know. But God's got it, amen. God's definitely got it. But Joseph was talking about how that men, you know, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And he talked about the men in his life that has brought him to the place where he's at right now. Back when he really didn't have really a gumption to even go to church. And he said he went one time, because his mom asked him. He said, and this big fella came up to me. He said, and he's the first man that ever was able to get his arms all the way around me. He said, and I'm a big man. He said, but he got his arms all the way around me, hugged me, and kissed me on the cheek and told me, he says, I love you and Jesus does too. And he said, that word from Brother Darrell that Sunday caused him to come back to church the next Sunday. You don't never know what kind of influence that you have over people. And whether you realize it or not, every one of us are influencing people, either for the good or for the bad. Hallelujah. And my prayer daily is, God, help me to be a good influence. And this is what this message is going to be, God, today, that God put on my heart. I says, God, if you want me to deliver this, you're going to have to help me because I don't have the strength in that left leg to stand very long. But I know God's going to get me through it because he gave me this word. We need to be able and be conscious that we're the ones that mirror Jesus Christ to the world. We don't need to be going around with a judgmental spirit trying to put everybody down, condemn everybody. But we need to show the love of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus said it's by one thing that the world shall know you're my disciples. And it's not that you speak in tongues 90 miles an hour. It's not that you jump up and down 3 foot high in the air or run around 4 or 5 laps. And I'm not saying nothing against all that shouting and rejoicing. I'll do my share of it. I'm not saying that about that. But he said is that you have love one for the other. That's how we show the world. And you and me is the only Jesus a lot of people will see. So we need to stay conscious of that. With that in mind, I want to get into the Word. I'm going to take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. I'm going to read a few more verses than I normally do for opening text, but I need to get these in, verses 12 through 18. Hallelujah. He says, therefore, since we have such hope, aren't you glad for hope today? Hallelujah. Everything may be going south in your life, but if you got hope, you can hang in there. Ooh. Bible says hope is the anchor of the soul. Hallelujah. So Paul told the Corinthian church, he said, having this hope, such hope, we use great boldness of speech. He says, unlike Moses who put a veil over his face so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the end of what was passing away, talking about the old covenant, the old law. But their minds were blinded. For until this day, the same veil remains unlifted in the reading of the Old Testament. Because the veil is taken away in Christ. Hallelujah. But even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Talking about the children of Israel, the nation of Israel. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, I want to tell you right there, that's the key for every problem and situation in your life. All it takes is you turning to the Lord, looking to Him. When you turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Hallelujah. But we all, with unveiled face. Hallelujah. I'm glad we don't have to worry about a veil hiding the glory, because we can get right in the glory. Beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come today, we thank you for what we have felt already. Thank you, God, for those that are gathered together in this room and also those that are watching by means of the live stream. I'm asking now, Lord, that you will speak to us these next few moments and give us what we need of your word, and help us, God, to leave here this afternoon with a greater assurance and a greater hope to know what our mission is and what we need to be doing to please you in this life. In Jesus' name, that the church say, God bless you. You can be seated. Hallelujah. So I want to ask us all a question today. And that question is this: what image do you portray? What image do you portray? He said in verse 18, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord. See, we've got the opportunity that the Old Testament people don't have. Moses was right there in the presence of the Lord on that mountain. And when he came down, the people couldn't stand to look at him because his face was shut. It's like he done got a dose of radiation two times over. They couldn't stand to look at him because the glory of the Lord was so much on him. He had to put a veil over his face. Amen. But what I'm telling you today, church, is we now, because the veil was rent when Jesus died on that cross, and we're able to enter boldly into the throne of grace, amen, to obtain mercy, to help, find help in the time of need. Glory to God. You and I, through the Holy Ghost, can be in that glory. But there's something that's happening. There's something that's transpiring. See, we're looking at the glory of the Lord and at the same time being transformed into the same image from glory to glory just by the Spirit of the Lord. What image do you portray? I ask myself the question when I find myself outside these four walls and I'm in this world. What image am I portraying? What are people seeing, or who are people seeing when they look at me? Are they seeing me like everybody else in the world, ready to bless somebody out when we get cut off on the road. Amen. Are they hearing the same type of talk coming out of our lips that other people see? If we gnash a finger or thumb or something and something just don't come out our mouth, what image are we portraying to the world? Now, although most attempt to deny it, but image is important to people. Amen. And just listen to me while I lay a foundation in just a moment. Image is important to most people. We care how we are viewed by others. Now, those who deny it can't deny this, because money spent on cosmetics rockets into the hundreds of thousands of dollars annually. And when I say cosmetics, I'm including the things that are bought by men and women. It goes into the hundreds of thousands of dollars. And many others take it to the extreme and go the extra mile, because I just read that in 2023, last year, over $26 billion was spent on cosmetic surgery alone. Think about that. $26 million on people getting facelifts and wrinkles removed and whatever. Amen. $26 billion. Not million, but billion. Do you realize that right there could have solved the homeless problem from Maine to California? That could have took every homeless person off the street, $26 billion. But yet, because people are more concerned about image or status, hallelujah. But guess what? God cares about image too. Yes, he does. That is, if you are one of his children, he cares about the image that you are portraying yourself to the rest of the world. A blotch on your character or my character is a blotch on God's character if we're children of him. Sometimes we don't think that. Amen. We think we might go out there and we might show ourselves off and make ourselves look foolish. But if you're a Holy Ghost-filled man or woman of God, every time you make yourself look foolish, you're making God look foolish. Goes deeper than what we realize. Like it or not, Christians are on the showcase to the world. And there are people out there just waiting for you to mess up just a little bit. Amen. Just waiting on you to have a bad day, to where you fly off the handle and you get out there, and the image that you're portraying is the image of the world and not the image of Christ. Whew. Bless the quietness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, you and I are heaven's billboard. You see the billboards along the roadways and they're advertising everything. Well, you and I are heaven's billboard, and we're advertising to one and all. What are we advertising? We're advertising, hey, this is what a true Christian is. Amen. Where I'm on the job, I'm out in the neighborhood or what I'm doing, I'm on a billboard. Yes, I am. If I'm a child of God and I proclaim the name of Jesus and everybody knows who I am and where I go to church, amen, I am telling everybody who meets me and hears me speak, amen, hey, look here, I am what a true Christian is. That's what's on the billboard. Or I say, this is a personal statement of who God wants everybody to be. Hey, everybody, I'm a personal statement of who God wants you to be. Think about that. This is how powerful a holy God can change a life. That's what we're portraying. How can God change a life? Would your billboard, and think about this, would your billboard entice those who see you to try Jesus Christ? When you get out on the highway and you're driving down the road and you see all these billboards, everything's advertising to get you to try something, to purchase something. Well, let me ask you, your life with Christ and the image that you are portraying, amen, every day in your life, would your billboard entice somebody to say, hey, try Jesus? It's something that we ought to think about. It's something that we ought to think about very seriously. Hallelujah. Amen. If not, now here's the bad part, folks. If God's having trouble for me to being changed into the image of God, going from one level of glory to the next level of glory, if I'm not willing to do it on my own, God's been known to take some pretty coarse sandpaper and sand off the rough edges in some people's lives. Hello? God has got some pretty coarse sandpaper. And I'm going to tell you something. If you're His, amen, you're His child, He loves you, and He is going to make out of you what He wants you to be. So this could be why sometimes we have so many issues in our life that we want to blame the devil, but the devil didn't have nothing to do about it. God has got that sandpaper, and He's working on you. Oh, and let me say this too. Maybe you got some people in your life that just, you say, they rub me raw. Well, you know who that person that's rubbing you raw might, that may be a sandpaper person that God's got in your life. Hello, hello, hello. Man, that guy just gets under my skin every time I get around him or get around her. They might be a sandpaper person that God's got there especially because God knows you got too many rough edges. Hallelujah. Glory. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. But let me get on into the Word about this. Amen. Oh, Lord, let me move on. What I'm talking about when He said that we all with an unveiled face are beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, we're being transformed into the same image. Amen. Now, everybody wants to say nowadays, you know, well, just come to Jesus as you are. And I go along with that. Come to Him as you are. But He loves you so much, He's not going to leave you as you is. Ah, yeah. Come on. After all, he's got a mansion up in glory waiting on you that he's expecting you're going to move in one day. Hallelujah. Come to Him as you are. He don't call nobody. He don't turn nobody away. Hallelujah. Whoever comes unto me, I would in no wise cast out, He says. Hallelujah. Amen. But glory to God, aren't you glad that through the power of the Holy Ghost, I came to Him as I am. But thank God I'm not as I were. Hallelujah. And I might not be right now what I need to be 100%, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. Well, look here. Hallelujah. I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Hallelujah. God wants to work something marvelous in your life if you only let Him. But it's a never-ending process. A never-ending process. That's the first point that I want to talk about. A never-ending process. As we make a transition from children of darkness into children of light, we begin a journey geared to mold, shape, and even chisel, if it has to, us into the image of Jesus Christ. But let me stop right here. This is not in my notes, but the Holy Spirit just quickened this in me right now. Those of you who's had more than one child, maybe you had two, three, four, or maybe you might be like the old woman who lived in the shoe. No two children grow and learn alike. Each one is an individual. And the Holy Ghost just put this in my spirit, folks. God, I got to talk to myself. And it's beating in my heart right now. All three children. All three of them was different. They were individuals. Every child don't grow alike. They don't learn. It takes some. It don't mean nothing bad about them or whatever, but it takes some, sometimes a little longer. Hey, it always takes me a long time to get stuff through my thick skull. After 52 years of marriage, Sister Darlene's still trying to get some things through my skull right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if we realize that, why would I want to judge my brother and sister because they ain't living up to par like I think they should be? Well, bless God, they've been in the church 5 years. They ought to be doing better than that by now. Let me ask this. Is there anybody in the house doing as good as you should be doing right now? None of us. Amen. We're children of God. And people grow in God at different rates and different ways. I have to know, I have to have the discernment of the Holy Spirit when I stand before the congregation to feed and to minister. I got to realize that there's some people that I'm speaking to can eat a spiritual steak, but there's some people still I've got to give them applesauce. Amen. Because we're all on different spiritual levels with God. So that don't give me the right to judge you because you ain't on the same level as me. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what the Word teaches us. Hallelujah. Amen. We have begun a journey. And God is molding and shaping and, like I said, sometimes chiseling us into the image of Christ. Think about it. If you and I are the body of Christ, should not we portray His image to the world? Hallelujah. If I'm the body of Christ, when they look at me, should they be seeing me, Jesus, or the devil? Should be seeing Jesus. Not even me. One of my seven declarations that I declare daily, hallelujah. I am crucified with Christ. And it's not I who live, but Christ who lives within me. Hallelujah. God, help me portray that image. Hallelujah. Amen. And listen, because what I'm saying must happen, it must happen to every one of us, all of us who give our life to God. It's tough and hard because, frankly, it goes against the grain of instinct that we have as human beings. Amen. It goes against our instinct. Hallelujah. It will be a never ending process as long as you are in this fleshly life. Brother Paul, we're going to have to die daily. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. I know some people think repentance is just for the sinner first coming in, but you're going to find yourself in problem if you don't repent about every day you live. It's a never-ending process. Why? Well, I'm glad you asked, I tell you. Because most of us fight the Holy Spirit in His shaping us. Here is, I'm in the glory, I've seen the glory, I have the Holy Ghost. Now that Holy Ghost, that glory is trying to transform me little by little, day by day, so I'll have the full image of Christ, amen, to the world. But it's difficult and hard, and it's a never-ending process because most of us fight what the Holy Spirit is trying to do in our life, not like a kitty cat to fight you if you try to give him a bath in a bathtub. Hello, somebody. Amen. You try to give a kitty cat in a bath, put him in the bathtub, you're going to come out all scratched up. Well, we do the Holy Ghost the same way because we go kicking and screaming every inch of the way because we're still in the fleshly body. Now, I want to read that 18th verse again. I've quoted it two or three times. But I want to read it in the English Standard Version. And we all, with unfailed face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. That's what the King James meant when he said from glory to glory. We didn't start out completely, totally whole. We didn't start out mature in Christ. We all started out as babes in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. But we are being transformed from one degree of glory to the other. Man, if we could ever realize, if we could just let go and quit fighting the Holy Ghost and let God shape us the way He wants, it won't be long. You're going to keep going higher from one degree of glory to the next, that before you know it, you're going to be standing at the burning bush with God saying, take off your shoes because you're on holy ground. Woo! Now, you might not want to be in that position, but I love to be in that position. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, amen. That would thrill me to no end. Hallelujah. But I will never achieve it as long as I'm leaning more towards my flesh than I am the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory. God, change me. Change me, Lord. I'm not satisfied where I'm at today. I know tomorrow, by the grace of God, I don't want to be tomorrow what I am right now. Amen. I want to keep going in God and growing and because there's more revelation, there's more understanding. Hallelujah. Glory to the name of Jesus. This process that I'm talking about was ordained by God long before you was ever thought of by humankind. Amen. God ain't just doing this to pick on you, but this was done long before you was even born in this world. Romans 8:29. And we, 8:29. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of what? His son. That he might be the firstborn among many. You was preordained. You was predestined by God to be conformed to the image of Christ. That's His perfect will for your life, that you portray the image of Christ and be that image everywhere you go. Before you was born again, God says, this right here is the standard for everybody. It's not an option, but it's the going standard for each and everybody. Now that word conformed to me is very interesting. It's a compound word. And the second half of the word is where we get the word metamorphosis. In the Greek, it's morphe. In the Greek word is. I can remember the first time I ever heard that word metamorphosis when I was watching The Incredible Hulk. Hallelujah. He started growing and stretching out his clothes and turning green. About the only time I ever metamorphosed, I turned green, was my teeth made it one time. Hallelujah. Metamorphosis. That's what that second part of that word, conform, comes from. It's to transform. If you look it up in the dictionary, to change or to alter. And the prefix means to take on the shape of something else. To form, tightly fit the shape of something else. He says, be conformed. Be conformed. In other words, we have to take through change and through transition in our life and walk with God, we are slowly taking on the shape of Jesus Christ. My Lord, that's powerful. It's powerful. Hallelujah. Romans 12, everybody knows this. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be, there's a word, transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Church, let's quit spending all of our time trying to take on the shape of the world when Jesus died so you could take on his shape. Hallelujah. One final point. Once you realize this is what God wants in your life and you to portray the image of Christ, you need to portray his image proudly. Portray his image proudly. I'm going to get through this quick. When we were children of darkness, we wore the badge proudly. When you was out in the world, you wore the badge proudly. We reflected the image of the world in everything we did and said. You see, there was no shame in our drunkenness, our lewdness, and our profanity and everything else. Hallelujah. Amen. We didn't have no shame in the way we acted. We didn't have no shame in the way we carried on after we got drunk. Amen. And alcohol took over us or whatever. We didn't have, we did that. We wore that badge proudly. Amen. And everything else that we did when we was in the world, we didn't have no shame about that. Now listen to me. Listen to this preacher. God now expects you and I to wear the same badge of his image just as proudly, with no shame in speaking his name, no shame in testifying of his glory. Hallelujah. Amen. If you run into somebody in Walmart and they're asking for prayer, don't be backward and ashamed to stand out there and pray for them in the middle of Walmart. My Lord, if some of these people's got the nerve to go in Walmart dressed like they're dressed and look like they're doing, you think I'm going to be ashamed about my God? Man, I'll lay hands on you right in the middle of Walmart. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you're going to be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you when you stand before the Father. I don't want Jesus to be ashamed of me. Hallelujah. When I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, I want Jesus, my Lord, to stand there just with his chest stuck out, smiling, just as proud. Amen. It's what I did when I watched my kids graduate or achieve some kind of great goal or thing in life. Hallelujah. You know how it is with those graduations, sir? They keep telling everybody, everybody keep quiet now, don't say nothing until everybody gets through, you know? But just as sure as somebody else's name's called out, you can hear them, you know? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I want Jesus to have that same feeling. Hallelujah. When I stand there. Hallelujah. Because it's there then. You're going to hear that word, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Last scripture, 1 Corinthians 15, 47 through 49. The first man was of the earth, made of the dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As was the man of dust, so also those who are made of dust. And as the heavenly man, so also those who are heavenly. Verse 49, and as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. But I want to show you something. The way that is translated, it makes you think that this is going to be a future time. That when we get our glorified body, we'll bear the image of the heavenly man. But the old manuscripts in the Greek says it like this: as we have borne the image of the man of dust, let us also bear the image of the heavenly man. God wants me right now to bear the image of Jesus Christ and portray the image of Jesus to the world. Hallelujah. So I ask one final time, what image are you portraying? Let's all stand together. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If anybody wants prayer, the altars are open. People are ready to come pray with you. Amen. Lord, help us all to get that desire. Amen. To bear that image of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Just waiting upon the Lord right now, just for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, oh, how I love Jesus.
How I love you.
That message. I'm walking around now better than I walked in 3 weeks. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, that's right, brother. Tell us. Yes. Glory, no, right, you obey God. Obey God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me ask you, please continue to remember our brother, my friend, Brother Hester, in your prayers. God, continue to help him improve, and we want to get them kidneys back up so he don't have to be stuck to no dialysis machine. Amen. My God's able, amen. He's able, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah. And so remember that. Again, if you got a special prayer request that you want us to pray about Wednesday night, fill it out. It's got what to check on there for somebody sick or they're unsaved or whatever. Amen. So we can pray for them, especially Wednesday night as we meet at 7 o'clock. Let's bow our heads, yes. Oh, yeah. Casey's asked for the ladies to meet for just a few minutes in the fellowship hall before you leave. All right. Yes. Yes. I'm glad you brought that up, Brother. Yeah, continue to remember Brother Jed in your prayers. God will touch him. He's gone through a lot with what he's dealing with, his feet and everything. And there's some other issues there in the family. Remember, too, I will not mention, but just remember in prayer. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, God, that you're so good to us, Lord. Lord, you've been better to me than I have been to myself, Lord. You're so good. And we pray right now, Lord. Thank you for this service. I pray, God, for Brother Hester and Brother Jed and all others that are battling situations in their life. Go with each and every one. Take them on the road. Keep them safe. And keep us till it's time to meet again. In Jesus' name, let the church say, God bless you. We love you in the Lord. Hallelujah.